back. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's not going to be what you want.
Okay, we're going to item number two, compensation schedule amendment, stormwater coordinator.
Dave's been waiting all night for this, Mayor.
Moment.
If you're speaking, why is Cameron here?
Good looks.
Or is he here?
He's kind of offsetting the attractive side of this. You get this up here.
Me too.
Hey, go.
Before you, we have the compensation schedule set up for the new position that we approved in the budget last year, and we're just getting ready to hopefully bring somebody on and give Cameron all the support we've been hoping for. And so if there's any questions.
I do want to thank staff, Dave, Cameron, Lisa did a lot of work on the job description as well. And they all spent a lot of time kind of finalizing this, fine-tuning it. So it's taken a while, but it's in a great place because of all the efforts from staff.
Do our surrounding cities have a similar type of position that you kind
we'll
of
let Dave
gleaned
answer that.
Some narrative as well as the compensation? And
so
title?
We did try to draw some comparison. This position is always unique city to city. They all kind of add different language and different sub-responsibilities with them. So nothing, there's not somebody out there that says it's a stormwater coordinator and this is it and everybody blanket does it. So we did draw a lot of comparatives to neighboring communities all the way South Jordan, all the way north. And the compensation we tried to match up not only within our own compensation schedule comparable expectations of the individuals, but tried to connect it somewhat to benefit our recruitment with a good candidate.
Based on the requirements, the permits and all that the job requires, it's comparable to water operator 3, street worker 3, so that's where kind of the job scale lines up is with those positions.
And again, this is just the base compensation. In our budget, we'll see a broader effect because of the benefit package, correct?
Correct. But that's, we did budget for the benefit.
Correct.
Just
yes.
The salary compensation.
We knew that in our original discussion. But, mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Any other questions on it?
No, I'll make a motion if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance number 2024-17, amending the compensation schedule to add the new position and compensation range for the position of stormwater coordinator.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Let's do a roll call vote. We'll start with Spencer.
Aye.
Aye.
Councilman
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Aye.
That motion passed unanimously.
We should have just put you first. Oh, editorial.
Dave.
It would have been a different conversation if he was first. It would have been a 45-minute discussion.
At least you recognize what it would be.
See, I hope you weren't nervous all waiting for this all day long.
Never nervous.
It was easy. Okay.
you didn't slip it in.
He got plenty of, he got all his nerves out when he was doing the videos for the church well.
Okay.
Moving forward.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks.
My only question is, when do I start for that position?
Apply.
Got to put an application in, Kyle. All right, we're up to item number... we're at summary action. Look at that. Wow, we're flying through. Okay, summary action. We got a Parks Department vehicle purchase, a dump truck bed attachment, and we got a bond reduction in the Summerhill Lane subdivision. Bruce moved to the front. Bruce, you want to talk about this?
Just if you have a question.
I mean, we kept you around, so come on up.
I had budgeted about this time of year, put together budget requests for what we needed, and I budgeted $65,000 for a dump truck to replace one of the park's dump trucks, and it wasn't enough. The inflation, I was thinking we'd be able to get the dump bed for between $10,000 and $15,000. Turns out to get a stainless steel bed is $25,000. It's on state bid, so I know we're getting the best price we can, just inflation was much higher than I predicted. So I'm 15, I was gonna be 15,000 over what I had predicted. Anyway, so the cost of the bed is 25, but I'm actually only 15,000 over what I budgeted. But because it's 25, it has to come to you for.
Well, that extra 10 was in the
65.
The price of the truck was less.
Right.
But the bed was more.
Yeah, you approved the truck. We purchased, bought the truck. The cabin chassis was 58. And so, yeah, so I still had money for a bed, but not enough. And so I had to.
Nate, I haven't involved you yet. Do we have to do a budget amendment?
We'll be okay.
Can we approve it without a budget amendment?
Sure can. I mean, if we get to the, just remember this point, if we do need to move money around to know that we, well, go ahead, Nate, if you want to answer it. So budget amendment is not necessary at this time. There's potentially savings somewhere in other budgets that administratively I can move around without council approval. But if we get to a point where we've exceeded our budget approval, then we'll need permission to increase that amount.
Because we had the public here for a public hearing on a budget amendment tonight. Yeah.
So no, it's we'll be able to find that amount probably within Bruce's budget. So
yeah, usually at the end of the year I have a surplus of my budget. I can't guarantee that, but it's pretty regular every year we've got.
Yeah, in these situations, the department must find those funds within their own department, and then we'll, if it's not possible, then we'll go outside. So,
but Bruce would be mindful of that. Requesting enough in the beginning, so.
Okay.
The last time I bought a truck, a dump bed, it was like 12.
Mayor, are we wanting to do both summary action items or just one at a time?
You could propose both together or one at a time. No. Just remember, you got to throw in the amounts on them.
The only reason I asked is, and I don't know if Mike would answer this question because Kevin's not.
But yes, because we haven't involved Mike and a chief yet. I want them to be worth their time for staying here. So,
well,
chief,
the only reason I was going to ask.
We got something for Mike here. Come on up, Mike.
On the bond reduction, is this for the sidewalks across the entire subdivision? Because this is end of warranty. So is this like the kind of like our bond retainage amount and then?
Yeah,
they've
I think
completed
it's
all the infrastructure.
And they've been trying to push to clean up everything up there, so okay. I think this is where they'll go to have a final. So, okay. Thanks for having me come up. I appreciate that.
I just didn't know on their phasing if I had additional side curb and gutter.
Okay,
sidewalk.
Can I make yes. a motion? Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Thank she you, said Gina. It, not me.
Okay, that's okay.
I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
I'm chuckling because I'm self-aware enough that, yes, I might ramble on too.
She's learning from me. From me.
We got Councilman Plummer's yawning over here. This is a great
talk out loud.
I'm
so sorry. I'm going to
make a motion that we approve the purchase of a dump bed attachment for the Parks Department in the amount of $15,000. And that we also approve the bond resolution reduction number 2 and end of warranty for Summerhill Lane subdivision sidewalk bond in the amount of $17,082.80.
Second.
Motion and a second. Beautiful. It is money amount. So let's do roll call vote, starting with Councilwoman Heyman going to my right.
Aye.
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 So you're aware that is the end of that bond. So there's multiple bonds. This bond's original amount was $204,993.60. This will close out that bond at $17,000. So that bond is complete.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Brad. Okay, let's do minutes. We got October 15th, 2024, City Council, and October 15th, closed session minutes. I missed the closed session. You got approval any changes of that? Excuse me.
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay.
I was not present at the closed session, but it's showing that I am. So if you can just remove my name from that.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything else? I'll make a motion that we approve both of those sets of minutes.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Passed unanimously. Okay, we have some appointments. We have Alan Phillips to the Trails Committee, Mark Pearson to the Trails Committee, and Matt Dulayton to the Internal Audit Committee. I'm looking for, I tried to send you some information. I did send you some information on them. So I'm looking for approval for those.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Good pickup on that.
Huh?
Good pickup on that.
Yeah.
For the audit committee.
Oh, thanks.
That's great.
Yeah, Matt's a good dude. Okay, council report. Councilmember Summerhays.
In terms of the South Davis Rec Center, we approved a tentative budget Monday night. We had some staff direction to close up some gaps on revenues versus expenses on some of the programs, but that will be go on December. And then Trails Committee, thanks for approving those two members of the committee. I think we might still have one more, but they're meeting tomorrow night. That's all.
Any questions for Councilman? Anything pressing with any of your committees we need to know about? Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Mayor Report, okay? Great to be here with you. Sorry I missed 3 weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Dallas with the Wasatch Integrated Waste Management System, learning all about garbage and recycling and et cetera, et cetera. While I'm on those lines, they are having their open house Friday the 15th up there at Wasatch Integrated Waste Management, celebrating their 40th year in business. And it's noon to 4. They'll have pizza up there. They'll have tours that you can go through, you know, the recycling facility and anything else you want to see, we can arrange it. That's why I missed work session tonight because of, you know, what we had our quarterly meeting and I was at that, started at 5. But we can also go arrange to go there to council sometime too. But I want to tell you about that open house that was coming up on the 15th. I don't think there's anything else between now and our next meeting that I want to tell you about. So, any questions for me? So, okay, great. Let's move to City Manager Report, Brant.
All right, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just have two items that I'll talk about tonight. I did want to let you know we did open bids for the water tank reservoir, and can I share the amounts, Mike? Anyway, it's in the ballpark of 200 to 240. Is that fair? So the bids are a little bit higher than, of course, we budgeted for. Mike shared with me today he's going to do his best to see if we can't find a way EPA can give us an inflationary increase in that grant. So I think that's a fair request, and we'll be the first in group to help us maybe get the congressional side involved. Maybe put some pressure on EPA to find a little bit more money, because that's $50,000 to $90,000 increase. Like it?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, the bids were reasonable, and they're doing reference checks right now on the lowest bidder. So
was there not an RFQ process as part of the bidding process?
Well, the lowest bidder is going to have. We did RFP, and now we're doing reference checks on the lowest.
But did you pre-qualify?
That's what I don't think we pre-qualified on this one.
Mike, did we pre-qualify on this one?
We did not.
Yeah, we didn't pre-qualify.
Can I come up there?
I know.
Dang it.
Yeah, come on up.
So usually it's RFQ, RFP.
Well, we had five bidders come back. Okay. And really... The two.
So we advertised
that.
What's that?
Is this a pre-stressed
yeah.
tank?
Concrete, yeah, just like what we've got.
Well, yeah, but is it, I want to make sure that we have a bidder that is qualified to do pre-stressed.
That's what he's doing right
like
now.
Like a D, is it a D110 or what kind
I'm
is it?
I'm not sure. Kevin's kind of taking that, their staff, so we did the design.
So they have pretty large projects they're working on right now that they're going to go have a conversation with the water provider and ask them how they're doing. And there's some built ones that they're going to have a conversation with them.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we advertised that we had a, I wouldn't say a pre-qualifier bid, but we brought them in, entertained all the questions and everything, trying to make sure they had all their answers. So we feel like we're pretty close on it. In talking to one of the guys that had them build a tank, they actually came in under bid, saved the city money, and now they're doing a treatment plant for them. We don't think we're going to go to that one. That's in Dutch John. We're probably going to go look at one up in North Ogden, and or maybe one up by Preston that they did. So we had one bad review comment, basically, but we had a lot of good comments from quite a few others and engineering firms and that. So
I would just really do your due diligence on that. This is a pretty specific type of construction if it's pre-stressed, and I would make sure they've done that type of tank before and you get a good review.
We'll do that, yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. I mean, we're kind of at the whims of EPA as well, kind of dictating our process and who we can select. There might be DBA involved in this, and the next lowest bidder would qualify in that under that. Right. So we're not quite sure where EPA might push us.
Okay.
Well, that's, you know, that was Kevin.
Disenfranchised business, minority owners,
yeah.
Women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, those have a little bit of an advantage in these bidding process, particularly with federal funds.
In visiting with Kevin,
we thought...
say
advantage, we have to make sure they're given an opportunity.
That's fine. I just make sure they have done this type of tank before.
They have. I'm sure they have. I'm not too worried about it. Matter of fact, me and Kevin both feel pretty good about it. At first we wasn't, then we got changed.
Because it is a narrow field for that type of tank.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. And then the next item I have... Do you all want to talk about quiet zones? Do we know about quiet zones? I haven't really kept you up to speed on quiet zones because it really doesn't, it impacts us, but it doesn't. Quiet zones, we're in a, and this is related to the trains honking their horns. So if you're not, so Woods Cross back in 2007 developed an agreement to develop a quiet zone between North Salt Lake and Ogden. We're one of the longest quiet zones in the country, along with the one that's in Utah County. And during that quiet zone, if any of the crossings are out of compliance with Union Pacific's guidelines, then they honk their horns all the way up through the quiet zone. So if you have four crossings that haven't become compliant, what I mean by compliant, having a separated median or double arms coming down, preventing any accidents, so it's a liability issue for Union Pacific. If you know anything about the history of Union Pacific or railroads, have a long-standing history that they're even more powerful than the federal government sometimes, it feels like. We're encroaching on them. So therefore, we have to bring our crossings up to code because we're encroaching on their space. And so cities are investing millions of dollars right now upgrading all of their crossings, and then they hand it over to Union Pacific saying, here's your upgraded infrastructure. So there's one city particularly that was notified in June, and so they're... And this is North Salt Lake's crossing, so they're really far behind. So we're trying to find waivers. I just had a conversation. Woods Cross City Manager is kind of, even though they're not responsible for the whole quiet zone, they've actually become kind of the liaison or representative. So is there a need to separate this quiet zone and create three quiet zones or four quiet zones in this long stretch? So there's a lot of things happening. But currently, we're working on upgrading all the crossings. Again, it doesn't necessarily impact Centerville because we don't have any at-grade crossings. We do have the crossing going over I-15, which is a UDOT road. But that's why all of our residents are hearing the horns blasting, because not every city's crossing is up to code yet, according to the FRA, the Union Pacific. So hopefully that'll happen soon, and I don't necessarily have a timetable. We're waiting on one city to invest $1.5 million to upgrade their crossing. Crazy, right? Yes.
I obviously didn't make it on this agenda. The WFRC grant, working with North Salt Lake, Bountiful, us, and Farmington potentially, will that maybe make it on next meeting's agenda, as there is a time?
Yeah, so again, I don't know, are you wanting to assign a staff person to work with Ted on what that, I mean, again, I'm not quite sure what the benefit.
But Brad, you and I did talk about that. We said we'd get it on that meeting, but Brad is right. We need to know what homework we need to do beforehand, because.
I think it was detailed in the email that I sent. So I copied Mike on that because it seems like it's like a planning transportation corridor, WFRC related. So it seems like it would be Sydney maybe, or through Mike.
Yes, the plan is getting on that agenda.
Okay,
so
thank you.
We'll reach out.
Just to for the council, it's like a 4 or 5 to 1 match. And so it's a planning grant where if we can get all of our cities together in terms of some transportation corridors, we can even get potentially even money on top of the study money. So it's about a $10,000 obligation potentially for us.
Do you have an obligation once you get into it to do certain things that are within
the plan? No, it's just a study right now.
Yeah. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor. Unless there's questions for me.
And given that Ted's on WFRC board or whatever, I think our likelihood of getting it is extremely high.
Okay, thanks, Brent. Any other questions for Brent? I don't think we need to have a need for a closed session.
We do have a need for a closed session, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Who knows about it?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Right. Do you want me to make a motion?
Since Lisa is not here, it is me.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we move to a closed session for the purpose of discussing pending or reasonably imminent litigation and to discuss attorney-client matters that are privileged pursuant to Utah Code 78B-1-137.
Second.
Not to return.
Not with no intent to return to public meeting.
Second still stands.
Yeah, okay, we have a second. We got to vote, right, because we got to make sure we have 2/3.
Aye.
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 Okay. I tried to.
God's